Later in the year, Sam heard Bob Dylan's song Blowin' in the Wind and was moved by its lyrics. He felt that if a white songwriter could write such a moving song about race, perhaps he should write one too. The final spur came from Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. Sam claimed that A Change Is Gonna Come came to him in a dream as a whole, complete song. Sam had long been a supporter of the civil rights movement, and A Change Is Gonna Come was adopted by the movement as one of their anthems. A single of the song did not appear until 2 weeks after Sam's death. The song was amended and re-recorded before release as a single. Sam devoted a great deal of time and effort writing the song, and it's considered to be his most influential composition. It's consistently appeared in greatest songs lists and has found a place in the Library of Congress's National Recording Registry. He was known to be sympathetic to the aims of the civil rights movement and expressed his views in song and through interviews. Taken at face value, his death seems straightforward. He was shot by the night manager of a motel who feared he was going to attack her. She claimed she acted in self-defense. The authorities accepted her explanation and declared the death to be justifiable homicide. Many others, including his friends, family, and various witnesses, disagreed, and the events surrounding Sam's death have been debated ever since.